Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Yeah, what's good? What's good, y'all? It's Christmas, and as you can tell by my voice, I got a little Scrooge in me today. It is what it is. It's not like there's a bunch of malice or nothing, or, you know, I'm just an a-hole or a dink or a douche. No, just things aren't going for me right now. Ooh, you know, like when things go good and then you have that moment when things go bad, that's what I'm having right now. I ain't got no backup music ready for y'all. I ain't got nothing ready for y'all, and it's Christmas. I'm supposed to give y'all the gift of music, vibrations, joy, and love, and I showed up empty-handed. It is what it. Did I even spell Christmas right on the show link tonight? I don't know. I'm DJ E-Monster. I need y'all to pray for me. But until then, we're going to deal with Miss Unbelievable. I'm pretty sure she got her stuff together. But as far as me right now, I'm Scrooge. I'm just Scrooged. It is what it is. How you doing, Miss Unbelievable? Hello.
Oh, no, not Scrooge. Hello. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
It's another one. Christmas of it's 2019.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Imagine that.
Wow.
It came quick.
Yes.
Man. Mm-hmm. It came quick. This year flew by.
Right.
Flew by. Mm-hmm. All good things. Frozen one. All good things.
Right. So, all right, so it is Christmas. So you know the ultimate Christmas question. What did you get? Did you get what you want? Did you get what you want, or did you get what you deserve? That's what we're talking about tonight. Mm. Did you get what you want, or did you get what you deserve? Did you get a gift, or did you get cold? Get it? So that's what we're talking about. Call us up. What is our new number? 563-999-3411. And let us know. I mean, did you enjoy your gift? Did you throw it back at them? Did you get cold? That's what we want to know. We want to know what you got. We do got other things in line for you tonight. I got some Christmas music. I don't think we've ever really, no, we're not going to have a full Christmas music. So we're going to be pretty damn close to it. But we got some Christmas music. What else we got for them today?
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Topic, Christmas music, and whatever else comes our way tonight.
Right.
I ain't ready.
Acting like you was ready.
I ain't ready. Me and this glass of wine, we just here on the show enjoying it. I'm just saying, me and this nice Moscato, you know, did I get you a drink? Yes, that's what I'm doing. And I'm enjoying the show, and wherever it takes us, that's where we going to go tonight. How about that? It's Christmas.
Right.
No scripts needed. How about that?
All right. Well, on that note, we going to play some music. This is Neo. It's called Christmas Vibes. This is off his Christmas album. It's pretty nice. I'm just saying. He got the old classic stuff, but he got some new stuff, too. Like I said, this is Christmas Vibes, trying to give you the vibe on Monster US Radio Podcast, Christmas 2019.
We live, y'all. Merry Christmas.
Call us up, 563-999-3411, and we'll go live. That's our gift to you.
Merry
Christmas vibe. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. It's unbelievable with those nice vibes.
You ain't lying. Yes. I mean, that, man, who knew you could make a baby off of Christmas music? I'm just saying.
See, look, see, that, oh, my goodness. That's another thing. You know, as you guys know, we talked about all last week, the things we're going to talk about this week. And, you know, that's one of the things we're talking about, the things you do on Christmas, what you get for gifts, those type of things. So, you know, I think that's funny that you said that because, honestly, you know, I'm going to put this next Neo song to the side. I got a song for y'all. That some things like what some do's and don'ts you do on Christmas. I'm just saying, like, let's keep it. The day is supposed to be nostalgia. It's Jesus' birthday. You trying to bust a ski on Jesus' birthday?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. She said,
all night, all day. I mean, that's the kind of these are the days where you do it. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll come back with that. But just. These are the days that you do.
Right.
Like, I'm just lay up and just do it all day. You know, celebrate Jesus that way. You're giving birth. I'm just, I'm going to hell for that one, Anna. Yeah.
You and Black Santa. That's why he got fired. check it out. This is Fly Jazzy Faye, Greg Street Company. It's called Santa Do It.
Ladies and gentlemen,
ladies and gentlemen. The night before Christmas.
US Radio Podcast. Yeah, he went in still a little bit more at the end of it, but you was talking over it. But yeah. It's a whole different Christmas than it was in the 80s. You dig? I'm just saying. Yeah, that messed me up when I heard that today. You know, I was looking for some, you know, some vibration music, something that gave the Christmas vibe, and I found that. I was like, oh, no.
And that gave you the Christmas vibe, sir?
No, I'm just saying, I thought it was funny that I found that. Yeah,
somebody
I was like,
will be
okay, I'm
that.
Kind of. Yeah, they will. You know they will. Go ahead.
But I was saying somebody may be bumping that and looking at that girl like, you see what I'm saying? Ho, 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 ho. And she probably just like, yeah, baby, that's kind of so fun. Yeah, but I'll take that one. Yeah. Not knowing you're getting this. Yeah, I'll take that one. I'm here. But I'm calling you a hoe. You didn't take
right.
that.
Right.
Just saying.
So, all right. So, okay, we're bringing it back. Some things that you did mm-hmm. get, didn't get for Christmas, whether you liked them or you didn't like them. You know, y'all know the number. Hit us up. 563-999-3411. And it still feels weird saying that new number, but it is what it
I
is.
Know.
I got to get used to it. So
I don't know what Jack.
I mean,
just
did, be well. did you enjoy your Christmas?
It's
unbelievable.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Don't necessarily really celebrate it. Sure. I wasn't looking for any gifts, so yeah. Sure, it was.
Okay, okay, you didn't sound too convincing. I'm just saying, she's like, yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Y'all know how it is
well,
when somebody
you know
got that bullshit present, or you know when you
wait,
got
wait.
That bullshit present. And the person
mm-hmm.
is asking you, do you like it? And you're going, yeah, it's good.
Well,
that's how you sound right now.
I know. See, what happened was I went, you know how we talked about going to a place where you shouldn't go? It's not like it's a depressing place, but you with your fam, and you just ready to go right when you get there?
Right,
that's
right,
what happened
right.
to me.
Okay.
That's what happened. So it kind of like I should have just stayed home. One of those things, like
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't do the whole holiday thing while you go. You know, so
right, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I got like some gifts, like candles. Yeah, like ooh, but
candles.
I wasn't.
Please tell me they wasn't from your kids. Please tell me
no.
it wasn't from your kids.
I didn't get anything
okay,
from my
cool.
children. No.
Cool.
No.
Okay, my bad.
My kids usually buy me gifts like a trip to Denver or a trip to Hawaii or a trip, you know, somewhere. They usually put it all together. Here, Mom, here's your Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's, birthday gift. So that's how they usually do me.
Right.
And
you
I like
know
that.
What? I knew that. Yeah, and I knew that, and that's why I didn't be like, oh, your kids are bogus, because you said they didn't get you nothing. But I know your kids, take good care of their mama. And then I was going to say, they'd be taking you on trips for your birthday, and I'd be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Your kids did what? My kids still owe me $15 for lunch on their break one day and stop by the crib. You dig? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say the candle. I'm just like, rest in peace, Mama, but I'm sorry. I did not realize that is the horriblest gift from a family member you can get is a goddamn candle. Like, you keep SOB.
Well,
I know I was only 7 or 8, Mom, but that's all we had. I mean, like, we went to, like, this church thing, and they just had a bunch of stuff on the wall, and they said, pick something for your mama, pick something for your daddy, and pick something for your sister, and get out of the building. And that's the nicest thing they had, Mama. But now that I'm older and I'm an adult, I wish my kid would bring me a candle. I'll light it in your car while you in the house and watch your shit burn down. I'm just saying, don't get me no candle. There's not much thought that goes into a candle. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
Well,
I know you got
I
a
beg
candle.
To differ.
Don't be mad, but.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
Because they got
okay.
new ones now. They got the soy up burning. So they got some new smell. They got some nice little fans on the little front of it. So, like, candles is making a comeback. Candles be like $20, $30. Because
mm-hmm.
you got soy, natural kind.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, okay, I paying that much money, but okay, I see you, Kendall. You $30. I see you, but yeah, you gonna burn and that's it. I ain't paying $30, but you know they make your house smell good. I mean, candles are the new thing. You know, they set the mood for everything. So I mean, you rethink candles sometimes, because candles get babies made. I'm just saying, it bring light to
now
appreciation.
Now you really can't bring no candle in my house. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So let's see, I do got another song for y'all. We gonna bring it back. We gonna come back some more. We gonna see if we can convince you. Do you like candles? Do you like candles? Did you just fall for all that she just said about the candles? I'm here talking about a gift is a good smell. That's a fart. That's what it is. You done brought a fart in a can with a stick wick to it and burnt it in my front room talking about Merry Christmas. Hell no.
All right, Scrooge.
This right here. Right. I told you I feel Scrooge today. So, all right, check it out. Here's some more Neil. I really like his Christmas album. I'm probably going to get in trouble, but I'm going to spend some more of it anyway. This right here goes out for people that's not with the person they really want to be for Christmas, whether it was a breakup or a loss, whatever. But check this one out. This is another Neil. This is called Just Ain't Christmas right here on Monster US Radio Podcast on Christmas 2019.
Cause they'll never come down. It's not that I'm lazy, I just used to put them up with my baby. And I don't got the energy, spirit just ain't in me. Cause you're not around, just another day to me. Reminiscing on the day when it was mistletoe, carried with me so. So I had an excuse to kiss you everywhere we go. Then we decorate the tree. I look at you, you look at me. Grab them hips and you let me unwrap that kiss early, baby. But then I wake up from this daydream to reality real.
Neo, Just Ain't Christmas. You know, bringing all that vibe. Today's show, it has been brought to you by the author of the book, The Soul in Me Speaks, Miss Unbelievable E.K. Can you tell us a little bit about what some of the things that's in the book?
Some of the things are in the
Daily Journal.
You have a spoken word. You have a quote of love, which is an inspirational quote. And then there's like a little journal inside. So if you get some inspiration from the spoken word, you can write it down. And then I have the 30-day journal, which is a book that takes you on a journey. You ask there's 30 days of questions that you can ask yourself and answer. And half the time that I've been doing the book tour with the journal, they couldn't even get off the first page. So it's, yeah.
Okay.
Because the first page asks, what have you invested in your life? Like, what investments had you made for yourself? And a lot of people's answer is none. So.
Boom. Okay. So, all right. So check it out. This also sponsors the show. So make sure you go over to lulu.com. She's going to give you the rest of the address on how to find it or where she wants you to go get it at. She has shirts, all kinds of things available. But yeah, please support her because she helps sponsor the show. What's the other part of the link to get to or where you want them to go?
Lulu.com, The Soul of Me Speaks, or Lulu.com, The Soul of Me Speaks 30-Day Journal, and it should come up. And any apparel, monstrousradio@gmail.com. Just put in your shirt size, and we'll get you going.
All right. No, we don't talk afterwards. No, I know people are like, what the hell is he laughing at? Because she just took her whole company out of order and just put me in the order system, and now y'all going to be calling me for the orders. It means I'm going to be taking the order. You ain't slick. I see what just happened there. Sponsor. Today's show sponsor by The Soul of Me Speaks. Book by Ms. Unbelievable E.K. It's going to be shipped to you by Ernest Dam. Anyways, we're talking about Valentine's Day. Look, I'm so scrooged right now. I said Valentine's Day. We're talking about Christmas. What did you get? Did you get things? Did you get something good? Did you get cold? Whatever. So that's what we're talking about tonight. So, yeah, we were just asking Miss Unbelievable what she got. I do want to say somebody said, damn, E, you need to put out a Monstrous Christmas album. I thought about it, but honestly, a couple little things that I had dropped, they didn't get too much support. So, people, if you want to see more mixes and stuff like that coming out of Monster US Radio, they get charged for these things. So I'm just saying, you got to support them when they come out. You got to download them. You got to share them. Use them. Listen to our podcast, those type of things. Show support, and we can keep those type of things coming out because, yes, I definitely want to do one. But it wasn't in the budget to do it. So, all right. Let's see. Did you see anything on maybe social media or anything? People talking about the things they got. Everybody I seen pretty much had a good day. You know what I mean? I figure people were going to get up talking about, oh, you shouldn't be wishing for this and blah, 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 blah. But everything other than me being Scrooged, everything seems like a pretty good day out there. I mean, what did you see?
It wasn't a good day for a lot of people. One of the shelters downtown in Minneapolis, the Fort Lawn Fire burned down today. But the good thing about it was they called for diapers. They called for clothes. They called for toys. And when I tell you Minneapolis, Minnesota showed up, they showed up. So they're asking for monetary value. They're asking that we hold off, you know, bringing more stuff down to them until they figure out, you know, who needs what. But there's over 250 families that are out and 100 children. And the sad thing was for me is because I work at a school and we have a lot of those students at our school. So not only are they going to come back with a story, they're going to come back out of another home because they're homeless to another home because they're homeless. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It was a solace. It was sad. But then in a sense, how they showed up and showed out, they were saying how the place wasn't even, it was a fire waiting to happen. And out of the 200 people, there was only 4 that needed to go to the emergency room, maybe 10 got smoke inhalation. God was in the midst, you know. Usually with a 4-alarm fire, you're getting casualties. So everybody got out. A young boy brought his autographed shoes and tennis shoes to someone and brought some other toys. So the spirit of Christmas still was ringing in the air. I saw, a lot of people just being with family, having fun, karaoke, eating. I seen a lot of people talking about what they were eating. It was more or less, being together. Than it was about gifts I've seen on my feed. So big ups to the love in the air of family. But it was not with, like, family. It was like family, friends. I didn't see, a lot of people with their family. It was like, yeah, I'm here with such and such. And I was like, oh, wow, you're with friends instead of family. And that's cool to me because we always made it seem like we had to go to our family. No, you can kick it with your friends. That's fam, too. So it was what's up on my page. I was so happy about that. Happy and sad at the same time.
Right. Now, I always make a joke, especially during extreme weather season. I always say, Minnesota is nice, just not outside. Get it? But, yes, I did see a little clip, a piece of, and I seen a bunch of stuff in the street. And I was like, what happened? Did the top truck get tipped over? What happened? But now I understand that was the people coming out, giving things to those that lost in that 4-alarm fire. So, yeah, Minnesota really does step up and show love. Now, if you're a real shoe head or you're a real fashion person, just listen. Did you hear what she said? She said somebody showed up with some autographed shoes. That's, like, really big to a person that's in the shoes, things like that, to give up your autographed shoes. That's, like, really, really big. That's, like, kindness of the heart. So, I don't know what to say. I don't know if, it was the holiday season or whatever, but I'm just glad people stepped out and helped them out. I'm just saying. And, hey, one thing I just want to put in before we keep going, if you do know people, military people, stuff like that might be home alone for the holidays, go over and say hi with them. Go over and say hi with them because they're dealing with a lot with their family members over there, whatnot. Some people are coming home adjusting, having a hard time. So please, 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 if we don't owe nobody nothing, please go take care of our service people that's at home right now. Just go over and say what's up. I'm pretty sure they appreciate it. But if they say get off my doorstep, get the hell off the doorstep. But I'm just saying, please look out for the service people in your neighborhood. So all right. So, yeah, I've pretty much seen pretty much the same, and I really love how, we talked about mental health. We're talking about the thing because, it's a lot of things that we deal with as a community. But I've seen a lot of other bigger people talking about the same thing. Did you see the thing with Jada Pinkett Smith talking about keep your peace, value your peace, let your peace be your gift to yourself? I love that. Yep. I love that. So, like you said, you don't always have to go around negative. People can go around your friends, da-da-da-da-da-da, but, it is what it is.
It was interesting when I listened to Jada because I was like, I just said the same thing the day before about, having your peace. So I was like, it's so good to just know that when you're speaking of peace, you're not the only one speaking of peace and how to get it. Everyone acknowledges that that's what brings you the serenity that you need. But what I loved about it, because I listened to it, when she said, step into the room, like leave the room and get yourself together. I love that. Yes. And she said, maybe it's your time to deal with it right now instead of waiting. This may be your season to deal with it and then come back or maybe not go. I was like, you know what? That is something I would truly say to somebody. You don't have to go. And I realized that today that I shouldn't have went. But I wanted to go because I didn't do the Thanksgiving time. But then when I got there, I was like, oh, big mistake. Nothing against y'all, but big mistake for my mental health. You know what I'm saying? So just to know that everybody is talking about mental health and around the holidays and getting healed and being good, yeah, take heed. Like, really, take heed. Call the numbers,
right,
the crisis
right.
numbers that we have on our website. Call the helpline that we have on our website, because it's like, get your help. Get your help.
Right. Yeah, I love how, I was going to say that too. I love how Jada Pinkett Smith said, when you're going through it and you're having a hard time at your family's house or whatever, whatever, step into another room by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Take some woosah time. Figure out what's making you upset. Excuse me. Things like that. Oh, if I don't choke out. Yo, John,
get
totally
you some water. Put your hands up in the air. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay,
I mean,
see,
help the
said,
brother out.
About the, oh, yeah. So basically what I'm trying to get at is, yes, when you're trying to get upset, like because your cousin don't know how to play spades and he don't mess up a whole sweep, don't wig out on him. You dig? Don't trip out on him because he don't know how to play spades. He didn't do 3-6 like you did. You dig? He been out since he been a baby. He ain't never been in. Don't be getting mad at him because he don't know how to play spades like you do. Take your ass in the
you
other room.
Touch my heart.
Calm down.
I'm going to need a drink on that one. But, Jesus.
All right. Let's see. What else do I got for y'all today? Let's see.
You
all
know
right.
what?
Yeah, I got
you really...
More.
Hold on.
Huh.
You really,
oh,
really went
what?
There. Because do you know how serious spades is in black houses? You sit your tail down and not know how to play spades and you miss a whole suit, you better go out the door yourself, bro. You just better say goodbye. I got to go because I just messed up. Because you about to get cussed out not only by your partner, but everybody at the table. See what I'm saying? Everybody at the table going to have
right.
to
say right.
I'm
you can't
just
even
saying.
Ask
sorry,
no,
but
out. You can't even.
No.
You can't even ask the girl that came with your cousin that been with your uncle. You can't even ask her out because she'd be like, nah, I ain't going out with you. You don't know how to play spades. I'm just saying.
Wait. I'm just saying.
See, that's
you
that
ain't never lied.
That's that mental health. We'll talk about it some more when we come back. Hey, I already played one track that you might not want to play at the Christmas event. I got another one for y'all, too. Matter of fact, I got two songs for y'all. I got an old school throwback, and I got this one right here. I don't know what the hell, like I said, Christmas ain't like it was back in the day. This one is called Liddy Christmas. Enough said. That's all I'm going to say. Liddy Christmas.
Mm.
You know some young cat did this. This is Trap Beckham. Check it out. Monstrous Radio, the podcast on Christmas.
Liddy Christmas, huh? Merry Christmas.
I'm going okay.
Hey. We live, y'all. Let's go.
We live.
Over touch your toes. If you bet, girl, you know you better. Fuck it up, fuck it up. This Christmas, why your body drop it low? If you end up in the girl, you know you better. Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. This Christmas,
that shit for Santa. Wiggle it and wobble it and shake that shit for Santa. Ride it like a reindeer, ride it like a reindeer, ride it like a reindeer, ride it. Ride it like a reindeer, ride it like a reindeer, ride it like a reindeer, ride it. Bust it open like a present, 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 bust it open like a present. Okay, now ho ho ho, take it low low low. Ho ho ho, take it low low low. Ho ho ho, take it low low low.
Yeah.
Yeah, All I Want for Christmas. Mariah Carey, that's the So So Def remix. That's her and JD right here on the Monster US Radio Podcast on Christmas 2019. So, we talk about if you got a gift or call, pretty much anything over the holiday season that would, or anything that would pertain to today. You know what I mean? Hit us up, 563-993-411. Yeah, and we'll talk about it. So, all right, let's see, anything else that we want to pin cushion while we still got time left? What else we talking about on Christmas today?
What did you get cold, or did we get gifts? I mean, what about you, bro? I mean, you are Scrooge, but, I mean, anything for you to say?
Right. I guess my gift that I got today was pretty much I woke up. That was good enough for me. Yeah, I mean, I was having some health issues a while back in life, so you know what I mean. I'm still here, so that's good enough for me. I pretty much told people don't get me nothing because I wasn't buying nobody shit. So I told people it's just gonna be the spirit this year. I'm not going all out like I used to and buy gifts and all that other stuff. So, you know, I guess you could say I got cold, but it's all right. I'm good. I'm like a fire with it. You dig? Like say, with lemon, make lemonade. I'm going to throw my coal on some motherfucking bricks, and we're going to keep it warm around here. So, so yeah, you know what I mean? All my kids are healthy. I ain't got nothing to complain about. I do miss my mom. But outside of that, you know what I mean? It's a good day still. I got cold, but, you know, I ain't mad at nobody. Just a little Scrooge because ain't nothing going for me right now. It is what it is. I don't know what I did on Jesus' birthday to deserve this, but it is what it is. So, all right, let's see. Do we have any who's bumping who's getting fat? Do we want to gossip today?
No, we don't. But I want to go back. No, we don't. But I want to go back to something that you said earlier about places that, you know, when you go to your family's house, and the spirit of, you know, I would say intimacy hits you. Do you, like, go with it? Or do you just be like, no, we'll wait till we get home? Do you, like, sneak off and you know, be gone and then come back all disheveled? Would you do that?
No.
The
be quiet, everybody.
Freakiness.
Keep it down. Right. I mean, do you got a freak in you on wet Wednesday on a wet Christmas? I'm just saying. How was your gift box? I mean, is you still going to give away a gift tonight? Dick in a box? I'm just saying, like the SNL skit. I wish I had that song. I used to have it. I wish I had. I would play it right now. But, yeah, I mean, me, honestly, don't tell nobody, y'all. Don't tell nobody. I'm the type. I'm trying to get it in while all the family is in the house, whether they downstairs in the back room or something. I'm trying to sneak off somewhere and get it in. It's the excitement factor of almost getting caught. I'm not waiting till we get home. No, we finna dip in one of these closets. We finna say we got to use the bathroom. They're going to be like, come out of there. You've been running the water for 20 minutes. Something. But me. Yeah, I'm finna sneak around and get it in. I just hope we don't get caught because I don't know how I'm gonna explain to somebody else's kid why we're in this position. go find your mama. it's $30. Don't tell nobody. you dig? I'm just saying. Me, I'm gonna sneak around. I'm gonna keep a little extra change in my pocket in case I gotta, you know what I mean, pay somebody off. But yeah, me. I'm gonna sneak it in, literally. yeah. So that's just me, though. I mean, but what about you? Are you gonna wait till you get home?
No. No. And you know where I'm going? Because of the true excitement, I'm going in the room where the coats is. You wanna know why?
Why?
Because you know how they make that hump. Because you know how they make the hump on the coats? See, if I get up underneath the coats and somebody come in, they won't know that I'm there because there's a hump of coats that's on top of me. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And I can lay still when someone is putting it on top. I'm like, shh, be still. Don't move. So you know which way we doing it, you know, because, you know, if you're hitting it from the back, you lay flat, boop, you become a coat, okay? You know what I'm saying? And then you get up underneath the coat, you know, when you, you know, put a little, you find something to put on top of, you know, there's a bedspread or something, and you just be right there with the coat. And then when you hit the door, close mm-hmm. it, because, you know, everybody ain't coming in. So you just close it, get done, boop, boop. There's always the bathroom right by the coat, because that's where they want you to go, to the bathroom, coats, and out the door. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
right.
I'm doing what a coat
yep.
is.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people's like, yeah. A lot of people's like, yeah, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's all good. So Auntie Red come in there and grab her coat, and your ass is just stuck in the air. You can't move because I'm like, don't get up. Just don't get up. Wait till she leaves. Just don't move. Just Auntie, just gone.
Auntie, don't even watch. But then that's when you got to make sure you dress properly so you won't have to do all the extra. So you wear a dress on purpose
mm-hmm.
with no drawers, because you already
mm-hmm.
know I'm looking at you, you looking at me, you know, what you wearing. Because it got to be quick. Oh, jogging pants? Real good. Because mm-hmm. we got no time to do the zippers. Okay, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
No drawers? Okay, yes. Okay, Daddy, okay, we good, okay. Ho, 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 we hoeing it, ho. And then you make sure you got your bag ready, okay? Your whole bag, so you make sure you got the towel, the rag, the spray to spray it down. So you got to make sure your bag, your purse, it's not a purse, it's a purse, it's a whole bag. It's a whole bag today, okay? So you got to make sure you got your stuff ready. So when you're done, you'll be like, ooh, did it smell like this when he came in? Yes, it did. Absolutely. Somebody farted, and I had to get my Lysol spray, you know, to spray, because you don't, you know, wipe up the little wet area, you know, put the towel down, make sure you got two towels. No towel here, towel there, wet wipes, okay, spray, and then you roll out. Got to be ready. You got to do the two towels, because you can't do the big hand towel, so you got to do two, you know, you can't do the big, you know, wash, big towel. So you got two hand towels, you know what I'm saying? You know, put them together, fold them back up, put them back in your purse, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you got a plastic bag so you can seal it back up, you know. You won't smell it.
Okay. I know next year we're going to have a big-ass fire. I'm just saying, next year we're going to have a big-ass fire. Because you just said on Jesus' birthday, bring a whole bag, don't wear no drawers on Jesus. Oh, my goodness. I think he just emailed and said he's taking you off his list.
I'm off the list.
It's going to get cold next year. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying.
Oh, you
gotta be ready.
No, but I want to get back to this whole bag. I mean, I've never heard that term before. A whole bag. You said what comes in this bag?
In your whole bag? Okay, you got two towels.
Yeah.
Okay. You got wet wipes. Two towels.
Okay.
Because you don't want a big big face towel. Not face towel, but, you know, a bath towel. You don't want a big bath towel because you can't fold it up. So you get two hand towels, you know, those, the middle-sized ones, and you fold those up,
mm-hmm.
and you put those, you know, sideways in, you know what I'm saying? And then you got your hand sanitizers, you got the baby wipes, and you got your little spray. And they're all just the miniature ones, you know what I'm saying? If you want to put drawers on, you have an extra pair of drawers, if you want to, you know. You want to make sure, because, you know, sometimes you spill, so you got to look to make sure, you know, I might not have to wipe you up. And then you got to have, you know, a plastic bag to put, you know, your stuff in, you know. Just saying, you know.
Okay.
Got your little chapstick, right. You know, put it in your mouth. But you know what, now, if you want to get freaky, though, you can add, you know, how they got, like, you know, little stuff. You can put your little cream in there, you know, your whipped cream. If you're only just going to do oil, you can put your little whipped cream in there. You can put your, you know, cake mix, you know, cake stuff on there. You still can, like, dip it out and have, you know, a little something, you know, especially if you're going to just do oral. You know, that's real quick and easy. You know, you can do that anywhere. You know, if you want to just play, you know, do a hand job, you can do that anywhere. You can do that in the car. You can do that anywhere. You can do that at the dinner table while everybody's eating, you know.
Right.
Just have
right.
a napkin on top of you. You know. I'm going to hell, ain't I? In a handbasket, ain't I? Go to hell. just see myself just whoop, just flying on down. But
I must be driving. I must be driving because I'm over here choking out. Hold on, we gonna play a song to go with what you talking about. This is Shantae Moore, 2019, Cover Me in Snow. Oh, God. Oh, it's getting hot in here.
We live, y'all. Wet Wednesday. Not all
we
day.
We don't watch.
Light your holiday season. Get in the gift and share that you got a reason. You can surprise me, baby, no peeking. Go on and hide a little while I'm sleeping. Wanna get up, I wanna see all that you got. You told me that you don't put me on the rug. So make me cold. Please me up from my head to my toes.
US Radio. We wishing you the best through all the holidays. Get in. So we bringing it back. It is Wet Wednesday.
Yeah.
Cover Me with Snow, Shantae Moore. That's another album that's pretty hot. I've seen her. She's saying some Christmas stuff on her page. Make sure you go check her page out. I'm just glad to see that Shantae Moore is still active. She's still beautiful. I'm just glad to see like a lot of the old school legend still here. You know what I mean? A lot of people talk about one hit wonders and things like that, but I'm glad to see like some of the old hitters still here. I mean, can you name like an old hitter that's still here today? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot. If you name me out the wild, a couple, but can you think of some people that's kind of old school that's still relevant today?
Oh, Patti LaBelle still relevant? I mean, she may not have, but she's still relevant. Jennifer Holliday, Erykah Badu, Layla James, Faith Evans.
Like New Edition. New Edition.
Bobby Brown. Not Bobby Brown, but Johnny Gill. Ralph Tresvant. I mean, a lot of people. They're just saying, listen.
Charlie Wilson.
I know y'all old hit. Oh, my God. Yes. Always. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who else? Ooh.
See,
I'm Jagged Edge.
Keith Sweat. Yep.
So yeah.
I don't think Jagged Edge will ever really truly go away because they're like critical songwriters. You know what I mean? A lot of the hits that people will be hearing, that be like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So let's see. We are close to the
end
of the
show. Have you noticed they were all R&B? We didn't list no like rappers.
There are some still relevant, like Ice Cube still relevant.
Always.
Let's see, E-40 still relevant. There's still a lot of those, but no, I got to do our drops on our way up out of here. But just don't forget today's show has been brought to you by the Soul of Me Speaks author, Miss Unbelievable EK. She again is going to give you the link of where you can find her stuff at. Please support her book. It also supports our show. And it is an awesome read. I have heard no negative reviews at all. Also, go to on Facebook, Monster US Apparel. You can put your expressions on your chest, you dig, or your emotions, however you say it. Put your heart on your chest, your right on your shoulder, your sleeve, whatever you want. We got you over at Monster US Apparel. We have our own apparel. And we also make custom apparel. Whatever you want on your shirt, we got you. Don't forget to check those out. Those are our sponsors. Please support them because they support us. And please tell them where they can find, where you want them to go to get a hold of you for the book or shirts or anything else. Sorry, that was the end of the show cue.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Lulu.com at The Soul of Me Speaks and Lulu.com 30-Day Journal. And apparel, just hit me up, ekimp247@gmail.com. Just kidding, messing with Monsters Radio. It's ekimp247@gmail.com. But you can go to our Facebook page to see the Soul of Me Speaks gear created by Monster US Radio, Monster US Gear. I'm going to get that. I'm so used to saying Monster.
Right, Monster US Apparel. You're going to get it.
Yeah. I'm going to get it. That's where I get my stuff, y'all. It's banging, okay? Just go to the page. You'll see my stuff, and you'll be able to rock it. I'm just saying, my bad, y'all, but I got it. I will get it. Whew.
Right.
Wednesday, y'all. My mind is in the gutter. I can't help it. In your whole bag, I forgot to tell y'all, y'all definitely need lotion. For sure. And y'all know why. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and get up out of here before them tickets arrive. Don't forget, tomorrow is Comic Cafe, where there are no menus, but everyone will be served what you deserve. Don't get 30 days for putting your hands on a coworker. Call us up. Vent. Get it off your chest, because, I can't think of nothing slick to say. But I'm just saying, so, hey, we're talking about mental health all week. If, you want to join our conversation, you can always call in 563-999-3411 while we're live, or you can always just listen to the archive shows and leave your comments down in the comment link down below. So don't forget, when you're pushing the link and you're on your computer, push follow. You'll get all the updates on when we are on. And on that note, any last words, Miss Unbelievable, before we get up out of here?
The Soul of Me Speak will be speaking tomorrow on Karma Cafe, so be looking out for that spoken word given tomorrow. Once again, the mental health hotline are on our page, and you guys have a merry, merry, merry wet Christmas. Peace. Mwah.
All right, we up out of here. Tomorrow, wake up, do something monstrous. DJ E-Monster, I'm out.
It's Unbelievable. EK. Yeah.